Oh, look, we're excited. It's this is what you play for all season. It comes down to this game, your season on the line, and we put in the work. And it's a matter of going out and executing and making sure we follow through with our game plan and hopefully get the win.
Obviously disappointing on Sunday with the result after a good one, but how do you bounce back in that, and what's been the focus this week?
Oh, look, Illawarra played great. They played with a lot of emotion, and they really shot the ball well, made some big plays. I think we've got to come out, play with that aggressive mindset, play with just make sure that we're ready, switched on, and doing everything possible to because this is your season's on the line. It's going to be a great game. They're playing some great basketball, and we just got to make sure we match that intensity.
Giving up 100 points in finals seems very unlike the Wildcats. Is that one of the main focuses?
Absolutely. We've I don't think we've given up 100 too many times this year, and we pride ourselves on the defensive end. So going back and watching the film, it was pretty hard to watch, knowing how many layups and open three-pointers we gave them. So that's there's definitely some areas that we need to correct and make sure that we lock down in the next couple of days and hopefully make those improvements and adjustments come Friday night.
Nate Jarwai as well, obviously still battling with that back. How's he going?
Yeah, I think he'll be ready to go Friday night. We'll make sure that he's fresh and healthy. When he's healthy, he's a dominant force, and there's really no one in this league that can match him. So, we expect him to be at his best, and I think he's a big game player, and he'll be ready to go on Friday night.
Sean, as it stands right now, are you expecting Kev to be out there on Friday?
Look, that's something that we can't really control or worry about. Obviously, Illawarra is going to love to have the MVP out there, but I think for us, just make sure we go in and focus on the things that we can control. It does change things if Kevin, as far as matchups and those type of things, so we'll have to be aware of that. You're probably asking the wrong team and the wrong person if Kev's going to play. So, we'll worry about that come Friday. But we'll be ready for it if he does suit up.
Does the second unit really set itself for a big game this time around, considering sort of their backup players kind of got a hold last year?
Yeah, it was, they did have some guys come off the bench, played great. Obviously, Oscar is normally a starter, but he came off and came off the bench and had an outstanding game. Conrad's been great all series. So those two guys, really, we've got to make sure we limit their impact. They've been playing with a lot of confidence, getting some open looks. So, but it's more of a team defense. Gave up a lot of layups, and they're a confidence team as well. And when they're hitting threes, they're tough to stop. So we're gonna have to try and limit their effectiveness, especially on the offensive end.
Where do you sit with that? Playing beyond this year, have you made any decisions on your future at all?
No, look, I'm worried about game three. Those things, you can worry about those things after the season. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm worried about, trying to get to another grand final. We've got a lot of hard work ahead of us. So, the last thing at this point in the state, this season, you want to be worried about other things other than, Friday night and getting out there on the court and giving your best.
Getting more minutes for you, would you like more minutes? I think you only sort of played 10 or 12 on Sunday. Would you like more minutes and get a bit more of action out there?
Look, I just want to get a win. I think we're all at that stage in this season that, it doesn't matter if you play 5, 10, 15, 35. If you're out there and you're playing hard and you're doing the right things, I think if everyone plays their role, then the result will go our way. But you can't be worried about at this stage of the season where you sit, how many minutes you're playing, those type of things. Those are the farthest thing from anybody's mind heading into game three.
What was Trev like to deal with in that review just then, the video? It's obviously a bit of an extended look at it.
Yeah, I mean, he was pretty blunt with some of the things that we did wrong and things that we can improve, and I think we all took ownership of it. It's nothing about being personal or putting the blame on any one person. We all know collectively as a group we didn't get the job done in game two, and we'll try and rectify that in game three.